This is a People First Radio podcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Naomi Beth Walken is Nanaimo's first poet laureate and was appointed by City Council in the fall of 2013 to a three-year term. The purpose of Nanaimo's poet laureate is to serve as a people's poet and to raise awareness of poetry and the literary arts and the positive impact literature and poetry can have on community life. Naomi has generated and led a range of initiatives during her term, including a poetry map and a poetry in transit project. She also writes and reads poetry for a wide range of city events. Naomi is also a lifetime honorary member of the Federation of BC Writers and their first honorary ambassador.
I spoke with Naomi Walken earlier this week. Naomi, if we step back in time a bit, your time in Japan seems to have had a specific influence on your writing, and you share a lot about that on your website.
That was rather influential because it was at that time I started to become aware of Japanese poetry forms, and I'd always felt a great affinity for things Japanese, but it was actually during our two-year stay in Japan that I was introduced to haiku, and from haiku I was led to tanka, which is my favorite form of writing poetry. And when I came back, I was very lucky because there's a very well-known haiku poet who actually lives in Nanaimo, Winona Baker, and I was lucky enough to come across one book of her poet haiku, and they really made me see that that was a way I could use for expressing what I wanted to say.
You studied social work. You became a psychotherapist. What impacts did that work have on your art, your writing, and your poetry?
I think it just continued on because although I have given hundreds of workshops on writing and on writing different poetry forms, as well as on writing memoirs, I think all the while, actually all I'm doing is mild psychotherapy, giving my students permission to be themselves. It's the same old thing. I can only do one thing, and that's encourage people.
You used the phrase when we spoke yesterday, poetry that heals, and I'm wondering if you can expand a bit more on the notion of workshops or poetry as a type of psychotherapy.
I'd written an autobiography, Some Sort of Life, and when I'd finished it, I realized I'd hardly mentioned my writing life, which was very strange because it's absorbed me totally the last 25 years. So I started to look at the forms I'd written, haiku and tanka, and a poetry form called Response Tonka, where I write with another poet, and then a haiku, actually it's a poetry game, where you write with a whole group of poets, and I could see that each form allowed me a change in my own personality. The haiku, because it dwells on the moment, really grounded me in my body, and then tanka, which is five-line poetry, allowed me to introduce emotions, feelings. And then when I wrote tanka, I published two books with Sonia Ranson where we did tanka back and forward like little letters. That allowed me to intuit other people, be more sympathetic, more sympathetic. And then, of course, the game, where I wrote poetry with a whole group of poets, helped me to re-enter community. So actually, using those different poetry forms, I was allowed, in a safe situation, to open myself to life. And I wrote all about that, and the book's called Poetry That Heals.
You're in the last year of a three-year term as Nanaimo's inaugural poet laureate. What's the experience been like for you?
Well, I didn't really want to do it, but the group who put my name forward was such a wonderful group of poets themselves. I thought about it, and then I thought, well, I can write poems very spontaneously on demand, and I can speak in public, and I can give workshops, so why not go for it? I felt a little, you know, when you're trying a new venture, how you feel a little sick? I felt a little sick, but once I decided, I just slipped in, and it was almost natural. For me, it felt like a natural move, and in a way I look on these 3 years as payback, because people in the community, both here on Gabriola and in Nanaimo, have been so incredibly supportive of my writing, so I'm happy to have given a little back in the way of public readings and workshops and the various projects I've done with the Cultural and Heritage Department.
You appeared at a recent Nanaimo City Council meeting with three high school poets, and I watched the video online.
Oh, did you? Yeah, that was fun.
Tell us about your work with youth.
Well, I had three big projects I started this year. One was the Poetry Map, which is a map of Nanaimo, and when you click on it, a poem comes up about the site. So that was one big thing. And then with Chris Barford from Cultural and Heritage, we managed to put poetry on buses, and all of you who are riding on Nanaimo buses will be seeing these. That was a lot of fun. And then I thought it would be good to encourage young poets. And I'd been judging a national competition from the League of Canadian Poets for young poets. So I thought, oh, we can do this in Nanaimo. So I initiated a high school poetry competition, wondering if we'd get any entries. And we did get a load of entries. And so I decided to present the three winners to the mayor and council. That was called the Mayor's Challenge. It's a kind of challenge to mayors across Canada during Poetry Month, April, that they listen to poetry for 5 minutes. Sounds like this if they're being tortured. But actually, it turned out, because other people did contributions to that video, that period, we actually talked to the mayor and council for nearly 30 minutes about poetry, and that was really marvelous.
This month, April 2016, has been pretty busy for you at your website. I read the launch of Poetry on Buses, as you've mentioned, the Cultural Award Night, a chamber music festival, the Mayor's Poetry City Challenge, the launch of the library anthology, which I missed. I wish I had gone to. Now you're about to launch a new book, which is called On the Arts. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, on top of all, I don't know how I did all this. Maybe I just rushed in and was swept along, but these first three, four months have been really intense. I've actually written two large books. One was a new and selected poetry called Bent Arm for a Pillow, and that's in the Vancouver Island Regional Library collection now. And the one you mentioned, On the Arts, I'll be launching that on Gabriola on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the library. And I'll launch it in Nanaimo later in the year, probably October. I'd written a series of, besides being a poet, I'm also a personal essayist, and I'd written a series of essays for an American art magazine, Still Point Arts Quarterly, and I'm very economical in life. I love recycling. And I thought, why waste those good essays? So I put them together. And I've always been interested in the creative process. And I've been a bit of a dilettante in various things like fabric work and painting. So I added to those basic essays a whole series of other essays on different aspects of creativity that had caught my attention. And out of that came this book, it's about 250 pages, called On the Arts. And I'm really considering throughout what is art, what is the creative process. It's a great mystery.
You host an annual open house and sale. I saw that on your website as well. What's that like? Tell us more about that.
My husband's the sculptor, Elias Walken, and he used to exhibit in public, but we're getting very lazy in our old age, and our garden and orchard is taking up a lot of energy. And so instead of going exhibiting in galleries, and instead of me running around flogging books as authors have to do these days, we decided one day a year we'd open the house and garden to whoever wants to come, and we'd show them what we'd been doing during the year. And it's a fun day. And at my age, I don't really want to stand around day after day at book tables. So it's a very intense day. Eli's studio is open to the public. They can wander around in our orchard and garden and look at the books I've produced. So it's really a fun day, and it's a fun day to meet my readers, because I really do convert readers one by one, I think. My readers are mostly in the 50-plus age range, and I do have a modest but loyal following, and I love to meet them. So that day is really for that kind of thing.
You have a few poems that I'd like to ask you to read, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about the circumstances in which those poems were shared.
If I could, I'd like to read four poems. The first one is when I'd heard that there was a call for Poet Laureate, and then I was shortlisted, and then I had a phone call to tell me I'd got the job. And I wrote this tanka. This morning, an early phone call, and my life commits deeper to the play of black words on white paper. And the second poem I'd like to read is a longer one, and it's a little funny because Alice Munro happened to get the Nobel Prize just about the time that I had that phone call. We both got phone calls. So I wrote a poem about it called Me and Alice Munro. We had both decided, that is Alice Munro and I, that it was time to put down our pens, cease the flow of words that previously had come endlessly, put it all to an end, when suddenly, almost without warning, and yet vaguely expected, we both get a phone call. Hers is from Sweden, while mine is from Nanaimo, a little closer to home, I must admit. Nevertheless, we both hear a phone ring. Alice's call is to announce that she has won a Nobel Prize, while mine is to announce my poet laureateship of a small city. A slice more modest, I must admit, yet still an honour, although with an honorarium 1,000th the size. But let's not dwell on such sordid matters as that. Let's just say that we, Alice Munro and I, have lived out similar triangles, similar in angles, but with sides not to be compared. My tiny-sided triangle, though similar to Alice's, reflects my comparative talents. I've always sat comfortable with small, knowing it is similar to large, but sufficient into itself. The next poem is one I read to the mayor and council when I was introduced to them. And it's about me imagining how Nanaimo would be if it wrote its own memoirs. It's called If Nanaimo Wrote Its Memoirs. When a city writes its memoirs, it is no different from you and I writing ours. We tend to rest on moments of glory, as the city would, on the opening of a new mine, on the movement of shipping. Times for dancing at the waterfront or gathering in the park. When a city writes its memoirs, it does so, as we do ours, with the distortion of fairground mirrors, the trimmings of a topiary bush, and all the tricks that looking backwards plays. When a city writes its memoirs, it is as if it is drawing up a ledger, here red ink, here black, and here a blurring of the two. Yet reckoning must be done, as we too should evaluate our own years. And when it is, no lingering in the nostalgia of good times or the festering bitterness of regrets. No, then is the time to turn a fresh page, a page full of promise as to where the city and we might go next. And the last poem is, annually the Nanaimo holds a party for new immigrants, people settling in the community. I had to write three, one for each year, and that is rather a challenge. So this is what I wrote the first year for the new immigrants. It's called Immigration. Why did we leave our birthland, you and I? Crossing borders always means a loss of family and friends and the familiar that so comforts. But does it? Perhaps our move was rather for to gain the right to speak more freely, to worship or not as we wished, to live where we choose and not be pushed into ghettos made by others' prejudices. Or perhaps we chose this country for its clean air and clean water and lakes and rivers stocked with fish and forests. This country of peacekeepers, not warmongers. A country that promised shelter and the nourishment that fresh opportunities offer and the encouragement of skills and the possibilities that new views present. And in this country you and I have chosen, we were both drawn to the West, following the past pioneers.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Naomi Watkins, for taking the time to speak with us on this.
You're very welcome.
Naomi Beth Watkin is Nanaimo's inaugural Poet Laureate and the leader of a range of poetry and literature-related initiatives across the city. Naomi appeared at a recent city council meeting to read a poem as part of the 2016 Mayor's City Poetry Challenge. She was accompanied by three winners of a citywide high school poetry competition who also read poems.
Here's audio from that city council meeting, including poems read by the winners of the poetry competition. You'll hear Naomi Watkin and the third place winner, Sophia Halfyard, the second place winner, Eli Buchert, and the first place winner, Eden Rowe.
Ms. Naomi Beth Wakeham, Poet Laureate, to read a poem as part of the 2016 Mayor's City Poetry Challenge. Accompanying her are three winners of the high school poetry competition who will also read poems.
Good evening, Your Worship and councillors. This is my third and last year as Poet Laureate of Nanaimo. I'm so honored to have been able to represent the city in the area of poetry creation. I owe so much to Chris Barford of the Culture and Heritage Department, as well as Deborah Graham of Ladysmith High School, Kathleen Darby of the Nanaimo Conservatory of Music, and Beth and Greg Scala, fellow poets, for supporting me in the projects that I have initiated. It wouldn't be accurate to say I would have been lost for words without them. It would take a bit more than that. But they all certainly helped my words flow. In January, I initiated a high school poetry competition to encourage poetry writing among our young people. Tonight, as part of the Mayor's Challenge, I'd like to introduce you to the top three prize winners of that competition, ask them to read their short poems, and then I'll finish up the challenge by offering some poetic advice for budding poets. So we'll start with the third prize winner, Sophia Halfyard from Wellington High School.
So my poems are, they're short, so that's good. They're both haikus, and one is inspired by Mount Benson. So if you're standing on top of Mount Benson, and imagine what you would see. You'd see Nanaimo and how beautiful, and the trees, the ocean, birds. You get a lot out of Nanaimo. And my second poem is about Departure Bay, where I live and have grown up. So because Vancouver is so close, and it's just a beautiful area. So, breath on Mount Benson. Treetops down steep hills. Aged coal sleeps below the coast. Birds fly to and from. So. Now my second poem, Departed Harbor, which is inspired by Departure Bay. Rough stones sit at bay. Soft shore kisses. Smooth bumps blank. Cold touch, but warm feel. Thank you very much.
Second prize winner was Eli Buchert, also from Wellington High School.
My name is Eli Buchert, and this is my poem called Nanaimo. It's about growing up in Nanaimo. Rose from the mines and dwells on the sea. It's my picturesque recollection. It's where my memories reside. It's the start of my every relation, where I can feel the breathing tide. It's my bank of memory. It's my harbor of thoughts. A realistic dream, nothing more I've ever sought. The place I learned to live, it's my future and my past. The ship of life I sail, raise my flag up to the mast. Nanaimo is my home. It will never cease to be. Forests and the oceans, Nanaimo is the key.
I didn't mention, but the theme is Nanaimo. Okay, and the first prize winner, the first prize went to Eden Rowe from Ladysmith High School.
Minds of the Nanaimo Harborfront. You're walking along the sun-drenched seawall, taking in the tranquil beauty, vivid colors of leisure boats. Above the sky, a twin beaver soars away with grace and ease. Aromatic smells draw you back. Robust coffee, energy, flavorful ice cream, energetic. Sweet candy, ice excitement. Continuing along your peaceful walk, step by step, stride by stride, you suddenly find yourself upon a bridge, standing secure on the divide. To the left, a serene lagoon. To the right, a lively ocean. Ahead stands a vista of magnificent trees, protecting an enchanting castle of fun. This is the place to be, to let go and be free. Thank you.
Old folks are very fond of giving advice, so why should I be different? So line up, please. I've got some poetic advice to give you. Advice to young poets. If you foolishly aim to make poetry your career path, be forewarned. You don't laze around in latte cafes with your jeans torn at the knee and a small notebook closed on the table in front of you. Such behavior won't pin your angst down. You don't need hanging out. You need hanging in. No, if you want to tell of thwarted love or the garbage state of mankind, you don't need laze. You need discontent, for it's discontent that produces something new and fresh, some words that will nudge you and the world around you into some semblance of balance. To do this, my young poets, first get a simple job, a job that will pay the rent, but little more, and one that will exercise your body, say gophering on a building site or cleaning houses. This will keep your little mind busy with the work in hand, so your true voice can find space and refuge in order to offer you the odd apt phrase, the odd clever metaphor, and words enough to tell of your lost loves and lost dreams, so you have room to tell of new loves and new dreams, and that all is not lost for mankind. Believe me, that's the way to go. Thank you.
Naomi Beth Walken is Nanaimo's inaugural Poet Laureate. Her work in that role is to serve as a people's poet and to raise awareness of poetry and the literary arts and the positive impact literature and poetry can have on community life. The city of Nanaimo appointed Naomi to a 3-year term starting in the fall of 2013. The city also combined two of its program areas at the time to create a culture and heritage department. The city's intent was to foster the importance and visibility of cultural vitality as one of the four pillars of sustainability in Nanaimo's strategic plan. The Culture and Heritage Department's work is guided by the 2014 to 2020 Cultural Plan for a Creative Nanaimo and a Heritage Conservation Program.
I spoke with Chris Barfoot, Culture and Heritage Coordinator for the City of Nanaimo, and asked him about the Poet Laureate Initiative. Chris, tell us about the Poet Laureate program or the initiative, where it came from and why it's important.
Back in 2012, there were members of the community that brought the idea of a Poet Laureate to the City of Nanaimo and more importantly to the Cultural Committee at the time. It took a few years for the city to do a bit of research and reach out to the community to get a sense of what a Poet Laureate was and what that would mean to Nanaimo. And then it was in late 2013 when Naomi Beth Walken was chosen as Nanaimo's inaugural Poet Laureate. Again, Naomi was fantastic in a sense that she was willing to tread these new waters, sort of being our experiment on what it meant to be a Poet Laureate in Nanaimo and what that role would entail and what it meant. Over the years that I've had the opportunity to work with Naomi, she has far exceeded any of my expectations or the city's expectations on what that role could achieve. She's an inspiration to everyone that she comes into contact with, so many of the initiatives and ideas that she has, once you mention that they're coming from Naomi, that they become a reality quite easily. So it's been a work in progress, and as we learn, she learns, and we learn together. Naomi isn't short of providing us the right feedback we need to help us develop this program further and make it a success in the future. And Naomi also has set the bar to a point where I think Nanaimo is in the right place now to have, you know, Canada's best Poet Laureate here in Nanaimo.
Why do cities appoint Poet Laureates?
It's another voice for the community. It's an artistic voice that can represent a community in a way that may be political, may not be political. They can take a neutral stance, an artistic stance on what's going on in the community. They can share what's important to the community. They do it in a manner that's artistic and non-threatening, but yet can really be precise and get a point across. You know, with Naomi, she's reached an audience and made that connection to that artistic community through all the events that she does. She attends most of Nanaimo's major special events, such as the Vancouver Island Exhibition, the Canada Day celebration. She welcomes immigrants to Nanaimo through our immigrant welcome ceremonies. So it's a way to sort of bridge that gap and showcase what Nanaimo has to offer in a way that people are not expecting.
Tell us a bit about the Mayor's Challenge, the Mayor's Poetry Challenge.
The Mayor's Poetry Challenge began back, I believe, in 2012 as well with a mayor from Regina. It's now been carried over to the mayor from Calgary, who initiates the challenge each year. And what the Mayor's Challenge is that the challenge is to invite local poets or young and old or somebody from the literary arts community to read in front of mayor and council for 3 to 5 minutes prior to the start of a council meeting. It's to celebrate National Poetry Month, which is celebrated each year in April. And so we participate in this program, and we've been lucky to have Naomi And what Naomi brings to the table is, again, her way to inspire others. Last year, she had a few local poets attend the Mayor's Challenge with her. And this year, through one of the many initiatives that Naomi has worked on, we were able to invite three young high school poets that were part of a high school poetry contest.
There's an initiative afoot to bring in or to appoint a youth poet laureate as well in Nanaimo. What do you know about that?
So based on the success of Naomi as our inaugural poet laureate of Nanaimo, and part of her ability to, as I mentioned, to inspire others and mentor others, and with the newly appointed Youth Advisory Council as well, we're working together to appoint a youth poet laureate, which will be another way to provide a youth that voice that they need in the community. That the opportunity for a youth poet laureate will be to mentor under the existing poet laureate. So it's just another avenue and another voice for youth in the community. Again, sort of feeding off that lines that it's an artistic voice. It's a way to encourage people to participate in the civic setting, but in sort of that nice blend of artistic merit with the political realm. And then again, working with the Nanaimo Youth Advisory Committee to sort of work through what that position will look like, what those roles and responsibilities will be, what types of events will they participate in. Poet laureates and youth poet laureates, they're not new. Some youth poet laureates will focus on maybe youth at risk. They might focus on some community initiatives or community issues that are going on in particular municipalities. So again, working with the Youth Advisory Council, we'll find out what that voice will be in Nanaimo and what that youth poet laureate will be working on.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Having the pleasure to work with Naomi over the past 3 years is an inspiration. She's motivating. She can get the community behind projects that she works on. I think all the initiatives that she has, they're important ones. Poetry in Transit is a really good example of how an initiative and an idea that Naomi can come up with has the ability and the power to create partnerships, not only through people, but also through organizations. Poetry in Transit was an idea from Naomi that when pitched to the regional district of Nanaimo, it was a quick sell to them to not only have poetry on maybe one or two buses, but they quickly took the concept and they made it possible to have 3 to 4 poems on all 49 buses that are in their fleet throughout the regional district of Nanaimo. That partnership quickly grew to include the Vancouver Island Regional Library. So it's a really strong example of how art and culture and through Naomi's ideas can build partnerships and collaborations to create that vibrancy in our community that we know Nanaimo has. And now we get to showcase it. So it's fantastic. And Naomi is such a major part of that.
Chris Barfoot, thanks very much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you.
Chris Barfoot is Culture and Heritage Coordinator for the City of Nanaimo. You can find out more about Nanaimo's Culture and Heritage Department and plans online at nanaimo.ca. Naomi Beth Walken is Nanaimo's inaugural poet laureate. You can find her online at naomiwalken.com. That's Naomi, N-A-O-M-I, Walken, W-A-K-A-N.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and broadcast on CHLY 101.7, radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the partnering organizations. Listen to People First Radio on demand. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpages.